Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of this program. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. First hour, we talk primarily about outing an undercover police officer here in New Hampshire. The video's up over at freekeen.com and copblock.org. But there was one point that we neglected to focus on today, and that was in the conversation we had, Mark, about your trial this morning. We all got up bright and early to go and show you support at your speeding ticket trial, where you were going to, you're taking it to trial, whereas most people just pay the speeding ticket.
Yeah.
You did not take the plea deal. You took it to trial. You went there, and you, in front of a courtroom, full, you know, not packed full, but there were regular folks in there that got to see you do this, which is good. It's always nice when people get to see people take something to trial rather than just take a plea bargain. You went and you asked lots of questions about the speeding ticket. You you brought up some great points, made some objections, even had some sustained. But when it was all said and done, the fix was in. They found you guilty. But
yep,
what was,
they were going to do that.
What was weird was normally, and this judge was doing something strange throughout the entire time he was there. He was telling people that he was going to sentence them later. Like, just the average person who was coming in plea bargaining, plea bargaining was getting a sentencing date. Usually, on a plea bargain, you get sentenced right there and then. And then, in your case, you were found guilty. Normally, in every case I've ever seen, you typically, unless it's like a higher level case, like a serious felony or misdemeanor or something like that, a little violation like a speeding ticket, you usually end up having the sentence applied right then and there. And you had told us on the air that you had intended to, you're going to go to jail. You're not going to pay this fine. You're willing to go to jail for this. And you had expressed this to the man in the robe as he found you guilty, was that you want to go to jail.
Yep, send me the pokey now.
And he refused to even hear you say that.
Didn't
want to
hear it.
Just go talk to the clerk, he says.
Get out
of
here.
Go to the window. And then so you go to the window, and that's where you tell her that you want to do the jail thing. She mentions that you could do community service.
You've got to ask nice to go to jail.
You could do community service. You decided that you'd rather do the 8 hours of community service than go to jail.
48 hours in jail, and it made some sense to me.
Right, because you're actually already working as a volunteur fireman, so odds are good you'll already cover this.
It said that it covered churches and things like that, so I mean, I'm sure that the Quaker organization will have me do some peace activism or something like that.
Yeah, hey, this is JJ here. One thing Mark did when he talked to the clerk is that he had asked her to put his payment in number of days served in jail,
yeah.
And which I think threw her for a loop for a second. I think he had to repeat that comment.
Yeah, he did. She was a little surprised by
that. Yeah, exactly. That was a good one.
That was a little addendum there for you. Let's go to you, your phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. But the end result is you are not giving any money to the state. They had to spend the money on this trial. They had to spend the time.
Yep.
This cop did not know what the hell he was doing. He let you testify without any questions.
Yeah.
This cop, because in a lot of cases in these smaller courts, they don't have a real prosecutor for traffic tickets and things like that. They just have the cop get up there and essentially act as the prosecutor. So they're not experienced at doing this. They're used to just getting people to plea bargain. This cop probably hasn't gone to trial as the prosecutor in a long time. And so when you get up and you testify in your own case, it's a bad idea in a lot of cases because it allows the prosecutor to ask you questions and then you have to answer them. But he didn't ask you anything.
But this cop had no... For one, I wasn't worried, right? Like, who cares? If I get found guilty, it's a couple of days in jail. I wasn't concerned about it. So I had the ability to do more things. But he had facts wrong. Like, just patently wrong.
He thought that you were alone in your car. Your mom was actually there. He couldn't remember the color of your car. I mean,
didn't know the condition of the paint. Didn't know what the rims looked like. I mean, the hubcaps were off this thing. I mean, it was a beater.
But, like, he could have asked you, were you speeding that day? He could have asked you that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he didn't ask me, was I speeding that day?
Well, even after you had pointed out those factual things or the factual errors, the judge pretty much dismissed that, you know.
No, he didn't want... The judge dismissed everything I said. When I proved collusion between the executive and the judicial branch, he said, denied.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I tried to enter some evidence in. No, can't do that. I've already breezed past that section.
It's too late.
Whatever. Goodbye.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Talk to the clerk.
All right, so let's go to Hannah listening in Virginia. Hannah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Hannah Hoffman. I'm traveling with Jason Talley from City Evolution and Rob Nair. We are going to the Jefferson Memorial Dance Party on Saturday.
Excellent. Exactly,
yeah. I'm really excited about it. And so I just, we want to kind of call in every night and keep listeners updated as to what we're doing.
Have
so
you
right
actually
now,
made it down to D.C. quite yet?
Yeah, we made it past D.C. We're in Virginia, and we're staying with Eddie Freeman, who is a nice enough to let us stay at his place. And so we're
now,
actually
hold on a second. Now, I'm just curious. Why did Eddie change his name? I don't know what the reason is for that, because recently, I mean, it's not that there's a problem with changing your name. I've done it. But he was going by a different name. I think it might have been his given name. And then some sort of issue came up with his workplace, and he changed his name to Eddie Freeman. What, can we talk about that?
I'm not sure if I should talk about it, but what you said seemed, I think that's accurate.
Yeah, I don't know who the Eddie Freeman is, to be honest.
He's the guy with the long hair in the video of the dancers being arrested.
Was he the one who started the original?
Yeah, he organized a dance party last week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
He's the guy that got up while he was in handcuffs with the lady from Code Pink and was dancing while in handcuffs.
Yeah, that was the best part. And then the cop didn't know what to do, so he just grabbed him and sat him down on the floor like he was a bad boy.
So this has got to be, like, really exciting because the whole situation down there is really boiling over with people getting involved. Last time I looked, there were over 2,500 people on the Facebook group, and I haven't looked today, so I imagine it may be over 3,000 at this point. But, I mean, is there a lot of buzz around there?
A lot of buzz around here. I don't know. Probably. I mean, that seems like a lot of people. We're actually going to be, we made some flyers that we're going to be handing out on Saturday. We're working on a new song that's Thomas Jefferson Dance Party related. So we're going to be making an MP3 of that, and hopefully Eddie will be singing. And then
uh-oh,
we have...
they're really taking it to the next level now. Not just dancing, but now singing at the Jefferson Memorial. This is...
Exactly.
He should prepare to have his face bashed into, a metal pole or something like that. Because judging by how violent these cops were over dancing, I don't know what they're going to do if somebody dances and sings at the same time.
Yep, well, we're going to be handing out song lyrics to everyone.
Nice.
And, that'll be fun. And so we're going to hopefully be releasing an MP3 recording of this new song tomorrow.
And where will that be released? Over at cdevolution.org?
You can go to jeffersondanceparty.info.
Okay, great.
And probably, there'll probably be links at cdevolution.org also.
Yeah, I know that Jason Talley, he's the managing director of CD Evolution, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and he does plan on keeping people up to date on Saturday. This is going down Saturday at noon, the Jefferson Dance Party Round 3, because the first one happened back in 2008, which Jason was involved in actually setting up and doing the video recording. So he's now coming back to get involved in this next one, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, and we're going to be live streaming from the event, and that'll also be available to view at jeffersondanceparty.info. So basically, that's a one-stop resource for everything Jefferson Dance Party related.
Fantastic.
And so we're going to be handing out flyers. We're going to hopefully be interviewing some people at the event. And on our flyers, we're also going to be promoting CD Evolution and Porkfest.
Excellent.
So hopefully that'll attract a lot of freedom-loving people to New Hampshire, to the Shire.
And I believe you mentioned the other gentleman that's going with you, Rob, is he's a photographer from the Grafton area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Rob Nair. He's really great. He helped us a lot with the flyers. He made the flyers that we're going to be handing out. So that was really helpful.
I'm excited, Hannah. I mean, how jazzed up are you for this? Because this is, have you been involved really close to a civil disobedience before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I think it's unlikely that I'll be dancing, but you never know.
Weren't you at the 420 rally at the one of the Liberty Forums?
Yes, I was there, but I didn't do anything illegal.
This is gonna be huge. I mean, compared to the 420 rally you're talking about, there's 2,800 people saying
dancing
they're gonna be
here
there.
Isn't illegal. It's continuing to dance after they've told you not to. That's illegal.
Uh-huh.
So one can dance. I mean, if enough people are dancing, they can't really tell you to stop.
Well, they can tell you and do whatever they want to.
Just saying.
I wouldn't bank on that one. But hey, Hannah, thanks for the update. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, and looking forward to hearing more as the days roll on here as we get closer to Saturday at high noon at the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Do you want to know the secret to growing wealth without losing money in the Wall Street roller coaster? Then listen close for a free offer from PlanOfSafety.com. Would you like to create as much tax-free retirement as possible? Would you like to share in market gains without risk of loss due to market decline? Would you like to improve your current lifestyle while saving more each month? Would you like to know how to pay interest to yourself instead of banks and lenders? Call 800-675-1640 right now for a copy of our brand new book, Tax-Free Millionaire, absolutely free. If you want to protect yourself from the next market crash, grow your wealth every year, and save money on taxes, call 800-675-1640. 800-675-1640. That's 800-675-1640. Or visit planofsafety.com. That's planofsafety.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and give you the features on our site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, who features dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. You can go and see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you get details on how to become part of the Shrine there, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Don't let the legal system just roll right over the top of you. Take them to court. Make them prove all the, you know, charges, whether they're speeding or being found with some marijuana. Make them prove that stuff. Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. And I'll tell you, I found it invaluable today. Now, admittedly, there's more to learn. There's absolutely more to learn. But this, it gave me a foundation from which to build. Jurisdictionary.com, until you know the rules, you're fighting in the dark.
Well, you're not guaranteed to win, obviously.
No, just because you know the rules doesn't mean you're guaranteed to win.
These people are going to do whatever they want to you, but can you imagine what you would have paid for a lawyer?
It wouldn't have made any sense at all. It was a $77 ticket. There were no court fees at all. If I wanted to just take it to court and then pay it afterwards, I would have. It cost me nothing except my time and my gas to fight this. So
I think also the benefit, though, is showing the other people in the audience, including the people who work for the courts, either as a attorney or whatnot, that free people will stand up for themselves.
Everybody got a lesson in the collusion between the judicial branch and the executive branch today. Everybody got a lesson to some extent or another on the how it is that whatever you say in front of this court, you're just going to get railroaded.
Yep.
I think that's valuable just for the people in the audience. There's jurisdictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. When you go and buy jurisdictionary.com, jurisdictionary@jurisdictionary.com, use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Matt is in Illinois on the AMP lines. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Interesting thing happened a couple days ago in Chicago. It got real hot a couple days ago. I believe it was Monday. It might have been Tuesday. I'm not sure which day. I'm a little bit unsure about that. But it got real hot, and the police decided, the Chicago police decided to shut down a beach called North Avenue Beach. And the reason they gave for shutting down this beach was because people were getting heat stroke, which made absolutely no sense, because I was thinking to myself, if you're getting hot, you go in the water and cool off. It prevents people from getting heat stroke.
So typical of government, because some people are not responsible enough to put water in their body or cool themselves down in some way, therefore everyone must be punished.
As if the beach is making people, giving people heat stroke. Yeah. You walk down the road and get that.
Right, and so what happened was, people actually aren't as dumb as some of these political figures and bureaucrats seem to think they are, and people started saying, wait a minute, if you're saying that the beaches are causing the heat stroke, why did you just close North Avenue Beach, why didn't you close all the beaches in Chicago?
Yeah.
and people started asking questions, and the mayor and the people that are in charge of all the bureaucrats, the police bureaucrats, were going, hamana, hamana, hamana. And people started saying, look, we want the truth. We want to know why you really closed down this beach. And so it came out that the police decided to close down North Avenue Beach because they had intelligence, I'm using my fingers to make quotes, intelligence that there was about 1,000 gang members that were about ready to descend upon that beach.
For what, like
and
a big gang war?
They have to deal with gang members, but Chicago gang members.
What were they going to do, have a beach blanket? Were they going to pay beach blanket bingo or have a gang war on the beach? I mean, what was the intention?
That they don't come out and say. All they'll tell the news media, all they'll tell anybody, all anybody knows, at least as far as I know, is that the beach was closed because gang members, 1,000 gang members were coming.
1,000 gang members. Wow. I mean, it is absolutely a tremendous claim. 1,000 gang members.
I'm just trying to imagine the Crips and the Bloods with, like, nunchucks or whatever, fighting it out on the beach. I mean, can you imagine that?
I like that Bad video by Michael Jackson,
right,
where they're all dancing.
Exactly. And there's a couple of things that nobody's pointing out, that nobody's given thought to. And the first thing that comes to my mind is the drug war. and specifically marijuana. If marijuana was legal, and if all drugs were legal, especially, but even if just marijuana was legal, how much would that cut down on the gang activity?
Pretty big. I mean, marijuana is at least 50% of the illegal drug market.
Yeah, I would think that would have a tremendous effect on cutting down on gang activity right there in and of itself. So this drug war, if people think that it hasn't affected them, then those people aren't going to North Avenue Beach in Chicago, because thousands of completely innocent people that have nothing to do with the drug war whatsoever had to get off the beach because the police bureaucrats in Chicago decided that they didn't want to have to deal with 1,000 gang members that were going to be descending upon that beach.
Well, that sounds like a suspect answer just in the first place. I mean, from living in Milwaukee, I know the beaches that were shut down there for bacteria reasons and for sanitary reasons, because the Lake Michigan water is very filthy in some areas with the dumping of all sorts of pollutants and whatnot. Just as well, maybe it was a budgetary thing, or that led to it somehow, where they just didn't have the manpower to police the area and blah, blah, blah. And as a cover to that, you know, we're just going to say it's some BS excuse about gang members.
They could use that excuse to do just about anything.
It may very well be. I don't know for sure, but the Chicago beaches have been closed for bacterial reasons, too. And that would have actually been a better answer, if you ask me. People would have understood that. But then again, if it's that, if it's bacteria, then why are they just shutting down the one beach? If it was bacteria and stuff like that, you'd think that all the beaches in Chicago would
exactly.
be affected.
I think that is the key right there. If it is bacteria, you know, that's a lot of, I don't know how much revenue they make from the beaches, from the parking, from the tickets that they issue to people for doing wrong things on the beaches. You know, the revenue generation machine. So, you know, what kind of money do they make from people using the beaches? And, you know, you're right, though. If it's a bacteria thing, then it's going to have to be a larger area.
Right. When it's red tide in Florida, it's the coast, the whole coastline almost, and huge swaths of it that you know, are shut down.
Right.
So I kind of believe that they actually thought that 1,000 gang members were going to come down to the beach and start causing trouble, and that they didn't want to dispatch all those police, or they didn't have the manpower to handle it.
The gloves are going to come out and have a clam bake. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready? Ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at backyardfoodproduction.com. Again, that's backyardfoodproduction.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com where you will enjoy various different features for free. Features including the news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here with your call. Sam is listening in Pennsylvania. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Sam. Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing really. Oh, sorry, I just had a text. Hold on.
Oh, man, that's really important. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm actually coming up to Pork Fest, but nobody around here apparently likes liberty or freedom.
Aww.
So I'm kind of headed up there by myself.
Where is around
so
here?
I live 25 miles outside of Pittsburgh.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, have you gone to porkfest.com to check out the local?
Yeah, they have the convoy.
Convoys?
That they've set up.
Oh,
somebody's
really?
Gotta be going through there.
Yeah, there's
I mean,
convoys
research.
Coming.
What's that?
I was like, research? I don't know. That sounds
like
a lot of work.
Research will save you a lot of money and gas. So, I mean, it's worth your trouble. You see, the whole country kind of bottlenecks right there around Pennsylvania, New York, and everybody
someone's
who's coming
through
from the West, and there's a lot of them. There are people coming from all 50 states.
People come
they're
from Orlando.
Right through Pittsburgh. What is it, I-87 that runs through there? I can't remember what the number is.
There's like 70, 79, I don't know, it's some road, some
don't
important government-funded roadway.
There are lots of people that love liberty that are coming through Pittsburgh to go to Pork Fest.
They may not be from Pittsburgh, but they're going to be coming through there. And I believe that information is at porkfest.com.
Yeah,
honestly,
I believe the convoy information you can find at Pork Fest. Porkfest.com. It'll probably link you to the Facebook groups, but there are several different groups throughout the United States that are sort of planning on moving to Porkfest and then picking up people along the way.
Right.
And so I think if you do the research now, I think you can definitely hook up with one of those sort of convoys.
Go and introduce yourself. And now that's, of course, a great way to meet people, like especially if you're a newbie to Porkfest.
Definitely.
But one of the convoys is a great way to kind of integrate yourself into a group of potential new friends before you even arrive at Porkfest. So that way, when you get there, you already know somebody.
Yep.
Right, well, I just don't want to show up and be that creepy guy, like, hey, you guys like freedom? You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just show up, you know? I don't know.
I think everybody's kind of in that same boat.
I think that, right. I mean, it's obviously, it's being somewhere, and if you're brand new, it's always going to be, for at least for me, that's an awkward situation. If you're not an extroverted, the most extroverted person, that can be an awkward thing.
Sure.
And I don't know what they have planned, but I believe there are going to be some sort of icebreaker activities.
Yes, there are. Yeah. Definitely icebreaker, newcomer activities for people, first-time visitors. So there's going to be a lot going on to help you sort of feel welcome or at least give you an opportunity to meet people.
Yeah, what, make some connections.
But obviously it's on you to be the one that goes out there and says, hello, my name is, and then, you know, carry the conversation on from there.
Right.
So, but there will be plenty of opportunities.
Well, that is awesome. So,
all right, anything else we can help you with tonight?
I actually, today, I don't know if you ever heard of Instagram. It's like a photo sharing app. And
sure.
I'm just looking randomly on my newsfeed, and there's this picture of this guy in Keene, New Hampshire, running from a black bear. And I immediately Googled Keene, New Hampshire black bear, because they had mentioned that it's there. And apparently, his name, Jungle Dave or something, was like sleeping in a tent in Keene, and like some bear broke into his tent, and he like hit it with a shovel and ran a couple miles. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there. Google that.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that, Jungle Dave. Huh? All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's this guy that wears all leather.
Leatherman.
So we call him Leatherman, but he's got different names. I don't know. I haven't seen him around in a while.
No, I haven't either. Well, it was a long winter.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. He brings up Porkfest, and that's good because we were going to talk about it. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in just a few weeks. Like the 20th through the 26th of this month. So it is imminent. You can still get registered. It's not too late. You can still find a ride. They've got the ride sharing thing going on. They also got camp site sharing going on as well. People that want to, and it's not like it's that expensive to have a campsite, but if you want to cut down the price, I mean, you're actually going to be on my campsite.
They're all big, though.
Yeah, that's
right. You could get more than one person easily on a campsite.
Oh, for sure.
It feels like a waste having a full one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know what the park's policy is, but I don't think it's really that enforced too heavily as far as...
I didn't see it that way last year, and there were several sites that had far more than the two tents.
Yeah. They're doing a brisk business at that park.
I mean, yeah. Well, they're sold out of... they only have rustic tenting sites left. Otherwise, they're selling...
Meaning no power, no water.
That's correct.
Yeah. Pretty soon, they're going to be selling chunks of the road out front. I mean, that's what they're left
but
with.
But see, a lot of people procrastinate to the last minute, and here's the opportunity right now. If you're thinking about going... I know I'm organizing the music and bands. We've got bands like Rebel Inc. We've got the Federal Crime, Political Animals... A Minor Revolution is coming back, Nothing Project. So there's a lot of bands that have played before that are coming back this year. There's a lot of new bands. I'm really excited about Rebel Inc. They've got a really big following, and they're a pretty popular band with a really good sound. So there's going to be a lot for people to do and see. Just get up there. Just take the chance. Even if you're on the fence right now, take the chance. You won't regret it.
Music, games, activities, socializing, parties, it's awesome. I mean, being around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what freedom is all about. You've also got the agorism that's going on.
The premier marketplace in I think, probably this side of the world, as far as Agora goes, this marketplace will be probably the most... spectacle type mark, you know, it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. People are going to be offering their products and services without begging the government's permission.
There's
first.
A lot of them.
Yeah. And so come on out, have yourself a good time, meet some new people, and then next year when you come back, because you're going to want to come back, next year when you come back, you'll know people. And the second year is always easier than the first. So go get the details at porkfest.com. The full itinerary is there, at least a part. Maybe it's more like a partial itinerary because there are always things that go on that are not listed necessarily. But there's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on. PORCFEST.com. You can use our discount code, which is FreeTalkLive. That's FreeTalkLive run together is all one word. FreeTalkLive to save yourself 20% on your registration. Porkfest.com, the toll-free number here tonight, 1-800-259-9231. So get to a little bit of news here out of New York. A group of prominent former world so-called leaders, it's a code word for politicians typically, I don't consider them my leaders, but this is what journalism is. That's what the term they use. The Raw Story doing the report here at rawstory.com. They called the so-called, they said that the so-called war on drugs has failed and that decriminalizing marijuana may help curb drug-related violence and social ills. The global war on drugs has failed with devastating consequences for individuals and societies around the world, according to the Global Commission on Drug Policy. 50 years after the initiation of the UN Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs and 40 years after Richard Nixon launched the U.S. government's war on drugs, fundamental reforms in national and global drug control policies are urgently needed. In saying that restrictions on marijuana should be loosened, the report urged governments to end the criminalization, marginalization, and stigmatization of people who use drugs but who do no harm to others.
Funny how it's the world leaders, though, because they're no longer in that seat of power in which they get to play with all of that power that comes with the drug war.
Right, they're former world leaders.
They had that fix of authority and ability to send out drug task forces to shake people down and kick open doors, and now they're reformed because they, you know, they've
seen the
it.
Light.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
They've taken the power. They've had the power taken away from them, and now they can actually think rationally to some extent and can look at the problem.
There's another report that, in fact, I can't remember, some national group. Apparently, the mandatories for people that have been in possession with crack cocaine are going to be diminished because they believe that, oh my goodness, it's racist. You know, things that have been being said for decades. That because it's different than cocaine, and I guess black people are more likely to use crack than white people. I don't know what the whole story is behind it. But they're, of course, stopping at the point of violence. So people all over the nation and the world are seeing that there's a difference between doing drugs and doing violence.
I don't know, by the way. I've heard you mention this before, Mark. I don't know if it's true that black people use crack more often than white
people. I don't
know
either.
I think black people are caught for crack more often than white people.
They're certainly not looking in the same neighborhoods.
Because
I agree with
the police
that.
Are enforcing against the black neighborhoods.
Sure.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. More on the decriminalization issue, as well as, Mark, you're going to tell us about the abolition of the food pyramid. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, there are a bunch of different easy ways to do that. And a number of them are listed over at promote.freetalklive.com. When you go there, you get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and into more ears all around the world via the internet. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about that. Everything from flyers that you can print to business cards to calling your local talk stations. Promote.freetalklive.com. So again, out of New York here, the Raw Story reporting on the Global Commission on Drug Policy. Quote, the global war on drugs has failed with devastating consequences for individuals and societies around the world. And that really does sum it up.
Yeah, that's the truth. And these politicians are going to ignore this.
Well, actually,
there's a lot of power.
The current politicians.
Yes. I think that's far from the truth. I think in actuality, the drug war has succeeded in doing what it was intended to do, which was to grow the size and scope of the police state, to militarize the local police forces, and to use federal money to control what the local police forces do with their time and allocation.
You know, I disagree with you on this. I think that most politicians, when they're voting for things, they're voting in order to, fulfill a need. Now, they may have the worst way of doing it, that most of them are good people that think, oh, yeah, we can't have kids doing drugs. We got to make sure the kids don't do drugs. We got to keep the drugs out of the hands of kids. We got to stop these bad drug dealers and da-da-da-da-da. They believe most of the rhetoric that they spout. After time, surely they must figure it out to some extent, but, they know, well, if I, the grandmas out there still believe the crap that we were saying 30 years ago, so I guess we got to stick with it because I got to get those votes. Surely the people like the enforcers, like the police chiefs and the police officers, you'd think that they'd figured it out by now, but they're probably all just wrapped up in their world of them's bad guys, we's good guys, we's bad guys, good guys get bad guys, what the hell?
Well, I think you're confusing what I said with the politicians being the guys that sit there and say those platitudes and say all those wonderful things that you want to hear, and the actual government, the actual people that are always bureaucrats their whole life and that are running agencies and they're in charge of DEA and task force this and police and all that. The drug war, like the CIA flying cocaine in from Brazil or whatever like that. Why would the government go and actually help the drug war by bringing drugs here if it wasn't to boost the number of troops on the ground as far as the thin blue line is concerned? So I think that the actual intent of the drug war was to just that militarize the local police force, was to bring the police state to the forefront of policy.
Could be.
Yeah, it's a good question. What was the real intent? We know that those are the results. I mean, certainly that's what has occurred. The police state has grown because of the war on drugs. I mean, the war on terror now is helping accelerate that.
Anytime you say it's a war, that's the whole thing, though, is when Richard Nixon says this is a war on drugs and using the UN mandate and all that sort of stuff, the war just means more troops. That's all wars are about, is increasing the boots, bullets, and bombs, and then expending those and replacing them. So
right, and
I
this
think
does it for the police department
exactly.
instead of the military. So the commission includes former Brazilian President Fernando Cardoso, former Colombian President Cesar Gavira, and Mexico's former President Ernesto Zedillo, and the ex-UN chief Kofi Annan. It presents its report officially on Thursday, that's today, in New York. The group of prominent statesmen, many from countries on the front line of the seemingly never-ending war on drugs, said purely punitive measures had in fact led to a situation where, quote, the global scale of illegal drug markets, largely controlled by organized crime, has grown dramatically. They're losing.
Well, it's they're trying to fight the market. People want this stuff. And
you can't fight the economics. You can't fight demand and supply.
People have it in their minds that somehow tobacco and alcohol, these drugs and caffeine, these drugs are okay. But marijuana, cocaine, heroin, these drugs are bad.
Just imagine if, you know, during the holiday season, there's always that one toy that everybody has to have. Like back in the day, it was a Tickle Me Elmo doll, I remember,
when I was
in, you know, back in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Just imagine if like, the day before Christmas or a few weeks, they took all the Tickle Me Elmo dolls and said, these are banned now, you can't have them. Imagine the lengths people would go through just to get their kid that doll that kid really wanted.
I was working in retail at the time when that thing was hot, and I saw the lengths people went through to get the
in the white
market,
Tickle
Me Elmos. And they'd be shooting each other over them in the black market. So the report also said that according to policies that have been enacted in Australia, Holland, and Portugal, that decriminalization initiatives do not result in significant increases in drug use. Another priority, in fact, decriminalization leads to more safety. Decriminalization leads to the drugs being more pure and more consistent in their quality.
There's all kinds of evidence for that. People don't want to believe it, but people want to believe that what they've been told all along, that drugs are dangerous, drugs are bad, but the marketplace will fix that to some extent.
Right. And I think it's interesting that the story here suggests that it's about, the title says it's about decriminalizing marijuana, but they are excoriating the entire war on drugs. They're not just picking on marijuana as, well, we just need to legalize that. No, they're saying the entire war on drugs has been an abject failure from top to bottom, and it's destroying people's lives, and it needs to stop. Another priority, they say, is to work on treatment. Let's start, they say, by treating drug addiction as a health issue, reducing drug demand through proven educational initiatives, and legally regulating rather than criminalizing cannabis. So I think that's pretty important news. I mean, I know I don't really consider politicians important, but some people do. And they look at these folks and they look at them as, you know, the so-called leaders. And when people like this say stuff against the war on drugs, it's like law enforcement against prohibition. These former cops that have come out now, same thing, JJ, where they enforced the law. They were the guys that were putting people in cages. And then they came out afterwards and said, this was wrong. I did the wrong thing, and I'm sorry, and let's do what we can to end this now.
You know, it sort of reminds me of that whole power corrupts analogy where, you know, the police officer is sitting there in the midst of his power and his authority, and then, he loses that. And then sort of comes to a senses, sort of like, wow, I'm a human again. I'm not some machine or some sort of the state anymore. I'm now thinking clearly, and I realize what I've done is wrong. And, you know, I think more of those cops that have those sort of experiences, if they can come out and maybe just network with the officers that are on duty and just say, hey, look, you might not be thinking this now, but in 3 years down the road, in 5 years, 10 years, you're going to come to the same conclusion as I did, and it's not a good feeling. You know, you don't sleep well. You don't sleep well at night when you start thinking about those sorts of things.
I sure hope not. Sometimes I wonder how these people can sleep and look at themselves in the mirror. It's amazing to me. The toll-free number here tonight for you to bring up what you want is 1-800-259-9231. You know, while we're on the topic here of the drug world, there's a little bit of good news out of our neighboring Vermont, where according to the Marijuana Policy Project, there's a bill that's been signed into law by the governor over there, where the Vermont government will now authorize the creation of up to 4 dispensaries to sell medical marijuana patients in the state.
So
the,
what's that, state number 15 or 16?
Oh, wait a minute, this is old. I think this is old. So I don't know how this got into to my box today. This may not be new news, because it says here it's that they're the 8th state. Okay, no, this may be fresh. Vermont is the 8th state with a law that explicitly authorized dispensaries. Okay, so I thought it was saying that they were just the 8th medical pot state, but because there's 16 states now that have
something like
pot.
That. It's getting to the point, people, that they're pretty, you know, what's it going to take? How many states does it take? 10 states is 20% of them. We're almost up to 20 states at this point.
Yeah, I apologize. This is fresh. According to the news here a few weeks ago, the day before the Vermont House was slated to vote on the dispensary bill, the legislative leaders and the governor received a threatening letter from the federal prosecutor's office in Vermont. Remember, we talked about this news where the feds were essentially threatening the different agencies around the whole country. Any governmental bureaucrat that is involved in the distribution of cannabis in the medical marijuana programs around the country, these 16 different states, any bureaucrat that is involved with this is now possibly facing federal criminal charges. So they're basically trying to scare the bureaucrats into saying,
tactics coming up.
Right, they're trying to scare the bureaucrats into saying, well, we don't want to have anything to do with this because we don't want to put our own freedom on the line. We don't want to take any kind of risk. Yeah. But nonetheless, they went ahead and voted for this by 99-44 in the face of the federal threats.
Right.
So that's pretty encouraging. It was a major victory for the the MPP, the Marijuana Policy Project.
So what's up with New Hampshire? When are they going to get their act together?
They tabled it again.
The fools in the Senate took a bill that was overwhelmingly voted in favor of in the House. They had a veto-proof margin in the House, and they did what they call tabling it, which means they don't have to do anything.
Huh.
They're not even going to vote. They're too chicken to even come out and vote on this issue.
Yeah, the Senate's been chicken on everything this year.
So, though, of course, that means it can be brought back around, and I think that'll be good because, honestly, the medical pot bill was pretty weak. And I don't like the idea of having the government in control of distribution. That bothers me. That did not work well in Canada. And more coming up here. Hour 3's next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.